I have a confession to make this morning. I struggle with Sabbath. Now, I try hard, ironically, at Sabbath. I set aside time every Friday, unless something comes up, unless there's something that needs my attention, unless there's a big event to prepare for, unless there's a life event like a funeral or a wedding, unless I struggle with Sabbath. From the beginning, God created, you know this, all and then rested. On the seventh day, God rested. Now, we don't necessarily believe that God was tired or worn out, but that God made a model for us to follow. We who are tired and worn out, we who know exhaustion and exasperation, we who need to turn to God, we who need to rely on God. God set out a life model for us, all of us, that there would be a day of rest, Sabbath, set aside and holy. A day to restore your soul, worship and renewal. God created this gift for us. To lie down in green pastures, and to drink from the still waters. In Psalm 23, this is given to the sheep by the good shepherd. As we were reflecting together, Judy and I asked her if there were any type A kind of sheep that needed to be reminded to lie down and to rest. She said no. She said no. This is our problem as people. Sheep like to rest. You heard. We are the ones who have trouble of one more thing to do before we settle in. One more that we need to do before sleep is where we go. But what was interesting to me is from our Sunday school field trip last Sunday afternoon, I found myself thinking about Pearl, the sheepdog. She's been the star of a couple of our videos. We saw her and she did her work really well. She was eager and she moved the sheep. She was accomplished and she did exactly what she was supposed to do. Most of the time, she worked with Judy, listened well. There was one time she had a really rough time listening. Whenever Judy gave the command to lie down, she didn't listen. Judy would say again, lie down. And the dog kept going. There was work to be done. What if the sheep got away? Pearl had a hard time listening to that command. I can understand Pearl. Her shepherd continued to invite her and command her to lie down, but it was by far the hardest thing to do, harder than clockwise and counterclockwise and down the hill. The sheep, who always wanted to rest, I don't know about you, but I have a harder time relating to. The sheepdog who wants nothing more than to care well and to do everything that's asked, I understand very well. I wonder if you do too. I think we have trouble resting because we feel like our work is never done. We imagine that we rest when everything's accomplished. but we've gotten it wrong. There. Resting in repose is an answer that says, God has it from here. My watch is done for now. God's version of Sabbath is not all of the dishes in the sink are completed. The lawn's been mowed as it ought to have been mowed. God's Sabbath says, time has come. Rest and restore. Lying down requires knowing that you have needs that God will meet, even if it's not all done. I think about this particularly as I listen to us talk, you and I, about restless nights. I think you know the kind of nights I'm talking about, where you've counted the sheep and they've since fallen asleep. The kind where our minds have been trying to solve problems, where we've stayed up late wondering if the teenager grown child is coming home before we go to bed, when we've tried to solve the new system at work in our minds, when we've worried about a loved one who's on hospice, a little one whose breathing doesn't sound just quite right, the one whose symptoms point to something where we don't yet have an answer to, the kind of night where we lay restless, worried about a grown child who doesn't have sustainable employ yet. And we're sure we could give some advice on how to make that work out. Where we worry about how the bank balance is going to be or how we're going to care well for our parents who've cared well for us. We wonder and we worry. Come to me, all you who are weary, and who carry heavy burdens, I, Jesus the Good Shepherd says, will give you rest. God will lighten the loads of us who are carrying too much, who are so exhausted at the end of the day that we forget, did that happen yesterday or last week? It's all gone together a little bit. Come to me, the Lord says. Max Lucado, in his book, Safe in the Shepherd's Arms, says it this way. God is not behind us, telling us to go, rather in front of us, bidding us to come. Come to me, the Lord says. Lucado goes even further and says, God is calling us each and every turn of the path, urging us from each moment in which we're not sure how it's going to work out. We get all of these great images of Jesus as the Good Shepherd. I think of the one in Mark 6:34, where Jesus has compassion because they were like sheep without a shepherd. Compassion and pity are not quite the same thing. Pity is what you and I do from afar when we don't know what's going on or we'd rather not know. Isn't it a pity to see the girl on the news who went missing? Isn't it a pity to hear there's refugees all over the world? Isn't it a pity, we remark, and are ready to move on to the next thing? Compassion means to suffer with. Compassion is to be in the trenches with, to hold the hand of those most in need, the one who's struggling to live. I love the image of the shepherd, and all of our scripture is grounded in the land of Israel and of Palestine. And there is a place that is arid and is dry. There's not enough water to go around in most places. places, some good irrigation that's helped with that. But water requires planning and requires gathering. In this kind of place, it's easy to parch oneself. It is for the shepherd and the sheepdog who have to care for the sheep in this place so they remain hydrated, just like us. How easy it is for us to go through the whole of the day and say, oh, geesh, I've not taken a drink of water all day long. I feel a little dizzy. Something's not quite right. When we realize we need to attend to those needs, when we realize we've not paused to be in God's presence, to spend time with family and friends, to take care of ourselves, we parch ourselves. So here again, he makes us to lie down in green pastures. He leads us beside the still waters. The two of those go together. There are not still waters in the arid desert. There are not green pastures where no water is. The grass has become a verdant green. Did you notice? After the rains that we've had, plush and verdant, the kind of grass you could lay down in. Not the kind of grass that we'll see in July when stepping on it causes us to go back for our shoes. The end of July when rains are anticipated but haven't yet come. That's not a place you and I want to rest. You see, to rest well, we need to remove, or allow God to, all which causes us anxiety. Sheep couldn't sleep with hawks circling around those young lambs. They wouldn't sleep without the basic needs being met. Sheepdogs can't lie down unless the shepherd has it well in hand. You and I don't settle in until we fully trust that God's got the watch from here on out. God, who invites us to put all our pains and worries into God's hand. So you see, when we rest, we have more to give. Our depth of patience increases. Our creativity explodes. Ask any one of us who's ever experienced snapping at a loved one who certainly didn't deserve it, but it's all that we had to give. Our depth of compassion is renewed in the midst of rest. Sabbath cares for relationships and cares for our bodies, cares for our minds and our hearts. Sabbath is not just rest from billable hours. It's a realignment with God. Reminds us we cannot and do not have to do it all ourselves. Restoring our souls is going back to who God intended us to be. So for me, one who loves the idea of Sabbath, but really struggles with how to live it out, I continue, I wonder if you do, setting aside time every week for that purpose, resting and listening for God's invitation for restoration, using in my own life less devices and more hugging of my children, my spouse, and my friends. I nap more and let my shoulders drop just a bit. And when I fail, I go again to God for forgiveness and redemption. You see, you and I have a shepherd who already knows this. A shepherd who knows if you're more apt to want to rest or more apt to want to work. A shepherd who knows our names. A shepherd who cares deeply for who we are and what we do. And a shepherd who loves us for who we are and not just what we do. So this week, rest in that space of a shepherd who cares for all of your needs, food, water, and companionship. Rest in the love of a Savior whose burden is light. He has already overcome the world. This, my friends, is the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Thanks be to God. Amen.